this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, "We want this country back. And our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Welcome back, folks, to another roundtable here, the Concord Hour, being brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Some of you are listening to us. There's up to 154 live streaming radio stations at any one time, and that is also Republic Broadcasting Network is on www.talkstreamlive.com. That's www.talkstreamlive.com. And it's been very heartwarming. Many of you have been emailing me, texting me that you are sharing Republic Broadcasting Network with people out there, letting them know about Chris Brumbles and about Jim Hoffman and our roundtables we do on Friday. Some of you have been calling it the Veterans Roundtable. I shared that with Chris the other day. Chris, welcome back here for being my co-host. I love you dearly.
How are you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I just got a word from 107 that I told him kind of what's been going on with our family, some of the medical challenges we've been going on. And he is literally overseas at this moment. And he text me and said, this is who I want you to see in Nevada, and I want you to see this individual right away. So there's a very good chance that JC and I will be traveling to Nevada early on the morning of the 4th to see this medical specialist. And so just wanted to kind of give you a heads up, but we have to be back on the 8th because we have a memorial service to go to on the 9th of July. I wanted to put out, Chris, and as you're aware of, I want to make this announcement now before I forget. Couple different things are going on here. Number one, you are going to be speaking, as far as I know, you're still going to be speaking, at the Robert Lavoie Finnegan first annual, we hope of many more, up in Harney County, not too far from where Robert Lavoie Finnegan was assassinated on the orders of Kate Brown and the troopers to chop the head off the rattlesnake in any way possible. And I quote her, she said, "We cannot allow this virus to be spreading from county to county throughout Oregon. So she was calling all of us a virus. Anybody that stood up for the Second Amendment, as you and I do, and JC and Jim Hoffman, anybody who stands up for the Constitution, anybody who talks about land rights or freedoms of any kind, First Amendment, she considers us a virus. So there's going to be on the 28th, 29th, and 30th, we're going to be having people arrive on the 28th. We're going to be having guest speakers. You're going to be one of them, Jeanette Finnegan, his widow. I don't know if her new husband's coming in with her, but she's flying in with her two daughters. And so she will be speaking, her daughters will be speaking, you will be speaking, and I think I will be speaking. Now, I did speak to Daryl Thorne, and right now he is away on an assignment. It's a wonderful job he was offered. And so he's got Holly Jo Beers is now the director in charge of this, and she's handling all the coordination, and we all know and love Holly Jo, don't we, Chris?
Well, yeah, she's kind of a pain, but she's good. She's a good girl.
She is a good girl. So anyway,
hey, before you go any further, I'd just like to mention, yeah, Lavoie, he's a hero. I mean, the guy is a hero. He put everything on the line, and he's reminiscent of our founders. He had a message of liberty and of God, and they had to put him down like a. As far as I'm concerned, man, that they need to take these. State police that shot him, murdered him, put him on trial. Now they put the guy that murdered him to made him head of the state police now, and it's just disgusting. And Crazy Kate Brown goes, my friends up in northern Idaho are telling me she's building a big mansion up there now. So she screws up our state, and she you know, of course she hates guns, so she moves to one of the most gun populated places in the nation. That should show you right there, folks. It's not about guns. It's about control. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Maggie, but I just wanted to mention that Lavoie's a hero and Kate Brown's a crazy crook.
Oh, I agree with you. And we're all looking forward to listening to you and your speech and mm-hmm. Jeanette and her two daughters. And I already know now what I'm going to be talking about. I'm probably also going to be reading something from the reporter that was actually embedded with Robert Lavoie Finnegan. So as I told Holly Jo, I says, what I'm going to have to say is going to be very small because I want to actually read a short letter from the guy who was embedded with Lavoie Finnegan, and he was a news reporter, and he saw the truth. He saw what was going on. You know, they decided originally it was Ammon Bundy they wanted number one, but then they decided Lavoie Finnegan, Robert Lavoie Finnegan, was so coherent. He was so eloquent. He was so right on top of everything that they decided he was the number one head on the snake they wanted to take out. And then the second person they wanted to take out was Ammon. So I'm really looking forward to listening to what you have to share. I've listened to a lot of your speeches before, and you sometimes you don't pull any punches, and I think that's what we need. So that will be the 28th, 29th, and 30th. I understand that Jeanette's bringing a Dead Man Talking 1, 2, 3, and 4. So all four parts or all four short films she's bringing, so we'll be able to watch that. People can camp at Isleywood.
Do you know if she's going to sell videos?
I didn't know that.
No, I was asking you if you knew. Or
I don't know. I just know there will be camping at Isleywood National Park right there. There's both tent. You can do dry camping, tent setup, bring your campers. And there's another one on the other side of Burns, like between Burns and Hines, that people can go to if they want to. Some people are going to be staying in hotels. So that's, again, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Jim Hoffman, our other co-host here, who can't be with us this evening due to a personal matter, he's going to be basically, I think, having a caravan meet up in Salem and travel on the 28th up to Harney County. He's going to be bringing a big, huge barbecue grill. And Holly Jo's getting all this really organized and coordinated right now. So for people, there are going to be people coming from all over the country, literally. This is going to be a major patriot gathering of people to honor Robert Lavoie Finnegan and what he stood for. And people need to remember what he said. It matters how you stand. How you stand. That was very key with him.
And yeah, but so first again, you got to stand up.
So. That's right. And you first got to stand up. And as the one gal said at a function that you know of not very long ago, some of these men need to get some more cojones here, because some of the women are the ones that are really stepping to the forefront. And we need to be in partnership on this. Men and women need to stand up patriotically, and they need to push back and say no more. We are not going to compromise. And you made that comment the other day about something. You said, oh, there's no compromise. And I agree with you, especially when it comes to our First and Second Amendment.
Well, there is no more compromise. There are no more tomorrows. We've got to recognize that our government has been weaponized. You got to get your voice out there. If you don't use your First Amendment, you don't have a First Amendment. So you got to get out and you got to shout from the rooftops Well, how's I put it before? I said we all need to be sheepdogs, and we need to howl loud and all the time.
Exactly. So, folks, again, that will be July 28, 29, and 30 in Harney County. It'll be just outside Hines and Burns, which are basically two little towns side by side. It's basically outside there on the way to where Robert Lavoie Finnegan was assassinated, where he was gunned down in cold-blooded murder, okay? And that's where we will be gathering all three of those days. Now, I also want to make another announcement. I told many of you all, and Chris knows about this. Chris, you do. About 2 years ago, I was getting ready to go to Salem to meet with somebody that both Chris Brumbles and I know very well. She's somebody he has brought to many of his events. She was former Army. Her husband, I think, was former Navy. They met each other in Monterey at the Naval Postgraduate Institute. They were learning Russian. When they got out of the military, he went to theology school and became a pastor, a minister. She went to law school and became a lawyer. And they adopted a handsome boy. And she, the last time I did speak to her, I told her that the Southern Poverty Law Center was going after her, naming her as number one terrorist. And she said, Maggie Rose, I want you to know I'm going to wear that like a feather in my cap, because they decided she was the number one domestic terrorist at the time. And I'm speaking about Chris Ann Hall, a constitutional lawyer. She was speaking up at Salem a couple years ago, back in 2021. And Juan O'Savin called me and said, look, we're having a gathering here in Las Vegas. And he said, I want you and JC to be here. And that's like a 15-hour drive, okay? And I said, well, I was really planning to go up and see Chris again. He said, be here or be square. So he said, it's very important. He was gathering together all the top radio talk show hosts, all the top broadcasters, and podcasters around the country. And I and the people that do the flyover radio, I think Nico, he was invited to this. Our friend Scott McKay, that's where I finally met Scott McKay for the first time. He was there. So anyway, it was all the top broadcasters and radio show hosts. Juan wanted us in Las Vegas that weekend. And so we all drove in, we all flew in. And we stayed at the South Point Hotel Casino, and we got to watch his movie that he had already shown before on the internet. It was termed The Called. It was made by himself and Jennifer Mack, who is now his wife. And she and he were both there that day when we arrived. We watched The Called, and then after it was done, they showed the movie The Sound of Freedom. Now, folks, for those of you that don't know The Sound of Freedom, it is the true story of Tim Ballard, who does the Operation Rescue for Children that are being trafficked around the world. He literally goes around the world with his team, and they rescue children. He formerly had worked with Homeland Security on the California border, and the story is the true story of the little boy that was being trafficked across the border, and he stopped it. And the little boy was carrying a medal around his neck that was St. Timothy. And he said, my sister gave this to me. It's St. Timotho. And, of course, Tim's name is Tim. And in the story, he actually rescues many, many children. And it's a wonderful story. It's a tearjerker. I was sitting in the theater, Chris, with many producers and directors out of Hollywood. They were sitting there watching this with us, along with many of us radio talk show hosts and podcasters and broadcasters. And when the movie concluded, Chris, out walks on stage Eduardo, the directors, the producers, and Jim Caviezel. Now, Jim is Catholic. He played Jesus Christ in The Passion of Christ.
Oh, wow.
With the Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of Christ. And so Jim walked out on stage, and later on, we met with him in private. And he shared with JC and I, 107 introduced us to Jim, and he met with a group of maybe 7 or 8 of us in private. There was probably 40 or 50 people in the theater that 107 invited to be there. But we met with Jim in private. He gave me permission to tape record what he was sharing with us in private. And he shared with us that we're going to be making a part 2, which is going to be called The Resurrection of Christ. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, Chris, is because last night, my son, Justin, decided to take us to see the movie Indiana Jones, Something the Dial. And as we walked out of the theater, there was a veteran there with his wife. And we're sitting there talking, and he was talking a little bit about his background. He's our neighbor. It actually turned out he's down the road from us. And as I was talking with his wife, I got a text message from 107. So I literally dialed him, and he picked up the phone immediately. And this man is literally out of the country right now. And we start talking with him, and I told him about, you know, that our movie theater has agreed to show the movie The Sound of Freedom. It's supposed to start in all the theaters around the nation on the 4th of July. But my manager of my movie theater has agreed to show it on the 3rd of July with 3 showings that day. And JC and I bought tickets for our son and ourselves because we want to see it again. And Justin has never seen it. And so while I was on the phone with Juan, he told Gail, this is the man's wife, that not only is Jim Caviezel right now traveling around the country promoting The Sound of Freedom with Tim Ballard and Eduardo, who is the producer-director, but Eduardo is also planning to run for president of Mexico because he's fed up with what's going on in Mexico. And I believe very strongly that he would work with Trump. But as I was talking to Juan, I said, well, Juan, Gail and I are sitting here, and when is this movie, The Resurrection of Christ, going to come out? He says, well, they're looking for a location right now for filming. But he says, now Jim Caviezel and Mel Gibson are actually talking about turning into a 3-part series. So there's The Passion of Christ that many of you have all seen. There will be The Resurrection of Christ. And then there'll be one more at least. So I wanted to share that with you, Chris. I wanted to share it with the listening audience and let you all know that Juan put me in touch today with a lady who generally lives in California, but she's now back on the East Coast. And she's going to come on the show with me on Monday. She is a very well-renowned author. Many of the people on the talking circuits with her have been suicided, have been killed. Both she and 107 and others' lives have literally been at risk as of late. She has written at least 6 or 7 books. So she will be here on the Concord Hour on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Her name is Sheila Holm. And I want to put out a shout out, Sheila. Thank you for the wonderful, lengthy conversation we had today. I learned so much from you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Sheila come up with me on Monday, Chris. And then at 5:30, JC has put me in the car, and we're rushing our son to see the movie The Sound of Freedom. So she will be finishing the last 30 minutes of my show on Monday. So if you want to tune into it, Chris, I think you're going to find that Sheila is wonderful. She's someone that you might want Rob Taylor to put on the Rob Taylor Report.
Mm-hmm.
So I strongly recommend that if you have a chance to listen at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to Sheila Holm. She'll be talking about her book. She'll be talking about the different things that they've been trying to warn the American people about. And then I will get you, with her permission, her information, so you can see about having her come up with you and Rob Taylor. How does that sound?
Oh, I'm not on Rob's. I go on Rob's show once in a while, but I don't get any call on that.
Okay. So those are the things I wanted to talk about. I'm going to let you take over, and let's talk about the topic.
Oh, no. We're going to have a conversation. Let's talk about Oregon for a minute.
Okay.
So I don't know where this – doesn't this show broadcast out of Texas?
Yes, everywhere.
Okay. Okay, so, well...
All around the world.
The main show is in Texas, right? So if there's any people listening from Texas, this will probably disgust you. So I've got some good news and bad news about Oregon, minus the good news. We'll just call it other news. So our good news is the legislature is out of session. Okay, it's from Rock Round, Texas. Okay, that's where the main show is. Legislature is out of session, which is good, but the bad thing is the legislature is out of session too, because they – let me back this up and tell people what happened. So we've had a majority – the Democrats, demon rats, whatever you want to call them, have a majority, and they just been throwing their weight around for years. Up until last year, they had a super majority, so it didn't even matter – at all. Well, it still doesn't matter. Republicans vote, because Democrats in Oregon, they get a sheet of paper and they put all the bills on them, and they either color code them green or red. They tell them how to vote. They don't even read the bills. And this is coming from people I know in the Capitol. The Republicans, you know, they used to vote their own mind, but now lately in 2021 they sold us out. They took a $2 million bribe for each representative and $4 million bribe from each senator so that they could just lay down, be a patsy, and let the Marxist Party pass whatever they wanted to pass. So this year we talked the Senate into walking out. Now, what makes that special is we actually thought the Senate was actually standing behind the citizens, because last year they passed Measure 113, and Measure 113 said that you could not walk out to prevent a quorum and protect the minority in Oregon anymore. If you walk out for 10 days with unexcused absences, you couldn't run for re-election again. But the bills were so bad, the Senate walked out for 6 weeks. So most of them lost their job. There was a couple that stayed in the Capitol, but it didn't give a quorum to the demon rats. So they stayed out for 6 weeks. We had one more week to go, and we could have killed all these bad bills. And, you know, I had a representative that I know that kept calling me and saying, we got a plan. And I told him, unconditional surrender is not a plan, and that's what y'all do every year. Oh, no, we got a plan. I didn't believe it, and I told him, I'll believe it when I see it. So you get down to the last week of the session, and three senators sold out. They ate their own. They went back, and even though all these other people are basically losing their job, they went back to sell out to the Republicans and let them pass any bill they wanted to. And for that, they all got paid off. Now, we haven't found all the buyouts yet in the Senate, but I believe we've connected Len Finley to an $8 million donation to his onion barn. This is the people's money. And then in the House, we needed them to walk out for one day to stop some really bad bills. I'll call it the child rape bill. It's not a child rape bill anymore, but what it is, 2002, which allows 15-year-olds to get a sex change without their parents' permission. And basically the state will kidnap them for you. They'll go to the state. The state will hide them out, give them a sex change, chop off whatever, and then your insurance has to pay for it all. Now, I don't know how – there's so many things illegal about that bill. I can't even begin to describe it. But it also allows 10-year-old children to get abortions, hysterectomies, anything sexual like that. And, of course, the Republicans stopped – it actually legalized, if you read the bill and the way it was read, it actually legalized pedophilia. And they stopped that part, and the part where you didn't have to tell parents when your 10-year-old got an abortion. And so the Republicans, of course, took that and said, you see, we won. Yeah, it's kind of like telling the Jews that I won for you. They were going to make you walk to the concentration camps, but we did a deal, and now you get to ride in the boxcars. It's the difference between getting shot in the chest and shot in the head. It's ridiculous. And then they let 2005 pass, which is a illegal ghost gun ban, which – and I love the way Kevin Stewart put it. He said a ghost gun is a fictitional gun that you can't see that little kids and legislators are afraid of. There's no such thing as a ghost gun. But so those passed, and then they passed the paramilitary bill, which basically is an attack on free speech. If you're conservative, now they can sue you for basically redressing your grievances. If there's I believe it's three or more that come together to this is to go after 3%ers. If you have any chain of command, and if you're wearing a gun and you intimidate anybody, well, the attorney general now can charge you with a crime and people can sue you civilly. And so they literally made sure that Antifa was exempt from that bill. So they're showing their cards. So it goes on and on and on. I don't even know all the bills, because the whole time the Senate was out, the Oregon House was passing bills like they were getting paid to do it. And guess what? They were. The House members, I'm hearing, got $2 million payoff apiece that they can bring back to their county and spend any way they want. So, of course, you know, that's to secure the next election, because money talks and BS runs a marathon. Right. So we've got this, and then there's the Christmas tree bill. Oh, my land, SB 5506. This thing is just a plethora of, well, Christmas gifts. They spent, let's see, I believe it ended up being $32 billion, but after infrastructure and stuff like that, it ended up being $1 billion they could spread around the legislature and buy people out. $1 billion. You know how much money that is, Maggie?
Oh, I can't even fathom.
So the Oregon three senators, Republicans, ate their own. The House sold out the people and took a payoff again of $2 million apiece. Finley, I know, got an $8 million for his onion barn. We don't know what Knopp got. Knopp is the minority leader in the Senate. We don't know what he got yet, but I can guarantee you got something. We will find out. This is ridiculous. They suspended the rules. They suspended the rules. And from what I heard, this wasn't legal. You have to have three readings of each bill in the House. And there's things that, obviously, there's things that the Republicans do to slow them down. They can make them read every bill, which they should. And they suspended all that. They didn't have to read any bills. And they suspended the second, what I was told, they suspended the second and third reading, but my friend Kevin Sturz told me that they can't suspend the third reading. But however they configured it, they were passing bills every 5 minutes in the last days of the legislature. That's not the way our republic was set up. It was supposed to be a slow process, so this kind of thing didn't happen. I'm afraid Oregon's gone. I don't know what we can do about it. Even if we got a super majority with the Republicans, first of all, we can't count on them to back us and help us and, you know, fight for the people. And I think it's a uniparty. What do you think about that, Maggie?
I do. I agree. I think it is a uniparty. And the more I'm talking to people, Chris, mm-hmm. You know, we spent some time with you recently at a function, an event. Of which there were fewer people there than there were before in the year before. And I think what's happening is, well, part of it, I think, is people aren't wanting to spend the gas for traveling. But I also think people are getting, burned out.
I think that people are they don't have a problem spending gas, but it's being spent going to other states, getting the hell out of here. But
I agree, because last year you had two people that I came to know and admire greatly, a husband and wife team, and they were at your function last year. And mm-hmm. the next thing I knew, I was hearing from them that they were moving to Montana, and she was already there, and he was packing up the house by himself to leave. And
can't
I'm like,
blame, are you can't blame him. Can't blame him at all. And it's sad, because I've been doing this fighting for liberty stuff for about 18 years now. And every year, this year, I tell you what, last night, Maggie, I didn't sleep at all. And the night for 2 hours. And I figured it out. It's come down to this. It must, even though I don't feel stressed, it's stress because I get 15, 20 calls every year from more friends leaving the state. And here I'm trying to fight for the state. I'm going to end up in Wyoming or Montana eventually. And I'm just saying, hey, I'm hanging on because of my business and my grandchildren. But that's getting, it's going to break my heart if I have to leave my grandchildren.
Well, let's go to a station break right now and hear about Jeffrey Bennett and the
Golden State. Well, let me tell you something when we come back about California. It's going to make you sick to your stomach.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. Folks, we'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him and your feet looking thin, but these things, your
welcome back, folks, to the other 30 minutes here of Republic Broadcasting Network. Here I am, your host, Maggie Rose, my co-host, Chris Brumbles, and this is the Normal Friday Roundtable we're doing. Today's date is the 30th of June, and I want to say a shout out again to Sheila Holmes. She'll be back with us here on Monday as my guest, and then she'll be taking the second 30 minutes of the show while I run off to take my son to see the Sound of Freedom, which I understand the second time you see it, it's even more profound than before. Chris and I were sitting here talking before we went to break, and Jeffrey Bennett and I met each other about 28 years ago on the radio. We've never met in person yet. We live in different states, but he and I were doing radio with Republic Radio International out of Battle Creek, Michigan. And he is a good guy, folks. So believe me, if you want to really be well taken care of, contact him and or Republic Broadcasting Network, and he will be able to guide you and educate you on what you can do with your investments. We already know the banks right now are closing left and right. We know that people are reporting they're stepping into Wells Fargo and Bank of America and told they can't have their money anymore. They're going to be forcing us, they think, to go digital. And, you know, a few years ago, JC and I, we were stationed in California, And so that's where we had our kids. We still have five adult kids down there and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 grandchildren down there. And, of course, down there where our five older adult children are, they seem to think we're crazy, conservative, you know, Looney Tunes, whatever. And they want to live in that lifestyle of California. And when we left California, we were both stationed in the military down there, and then we got stationed in the military up here in the Northwest and retired out of the Northwest up here. And looking back on when we were stationed in California and had our families when they were very young in California, it was still an okay environment to bring up your children and your grandchildren. But the 20 plus years we've been up here in the Northwest, and I just retired 7 years ago out of here, I am watching what is going on down in California, and it's absolute insanity. So I am grateful that three of my youngest kids are up here in the Northwest and that two of my grandchildren are up here. But my heart is breaking for the 10 grandchildren we still have in California because their parents have not woken up. And Chris, you're going to share with us what's going on.
Yeah, just, well, I'm going to just one story. This is the epitome of the insanity sweeping our nation and the destruction of our Republican form of government. And for those who don't know what a Republican form of government, it literally is rule of law, where everybody is supposed to be equal. And I've talked about that before. I broke it down and explained that. But in Ventura County, California, and I'm not going to say this clown, I'm not going to say this evil son of a gun's name, because I don't believe in glorifying these people. But a 29-year-old male murdered an 82-year-old woman, Phyllis Porter, and her daughter, Margaret Dahl. She was 59 years old. He stabbed her 32 times. And, of course, they'll probably go after more gun control because of that, because they're morons. But the killer's mind became central to the issue because, of, according to the California State Penal Code, and I don't know when this passed, but quote, if someone dies of the actions of a person who was unconscious due to voluntary intoxication, then the killing is involuntary manslaughter. So this clown, he had stayed, you know, the defense attorney argued that the murderer was unconscious due to being inebriated, and therefore his unconscious, he argued involuntary manslaughter. So basically you go out and get drunk, you get inebriated, you kill somebody. Well, you're no longer responsible for that. So he'd been in jail for 4 years waiting for trial. The judge, you know, he was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. The judge gave him 6 whole years. So each one of those ladies' lives were worth 3 years in prison. And then he let him walk out of the dadgum court after 4 years served, saying time served. Now, so now their lives are worth 2 years. So imagine to all these people down there that have mother-in-laws they don't like, they could just go murder their mother-in-law and sit there and get real drunk and then call the cops on themselves and be over in 2 years, you know, serve their time. This is ridiculous. This is, like I said, it's the epitome of the insanity sweeping our nation. And we've got just as crazy bills up here too. They have now you're there is no consequences anymore for your actions. Unless you are a conservative, if you carry a Trump sign in a parade, well, you're just a evil person, these go to prison. And if you murder somebody and you're on the other side of the aisle, well, let's forgive them because, you know, they're mostly peaceful protesters. Or they weren't responsible because they were drunk. Oh, my land. I wonder if that works for bank robberies.
I'm wondering, too.
Isn't that disgusting?
Very disgusting. And the thing is nowadays we're seeing where more and more of these people are being glorified. And they're going after those of us that are speaking truth to power and yet letting people like Antifa and Black Lives Matter literally roam the streets and murder people. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, and we got more problems here because the Homeland Security Committee chair, Mark Green, revealed that let me just read a quote from him. "We have no idea who these people are." He's talking about people coming from over the southern border, and it's very likely they're using Russian templates of sending military into Ukraine, and China's doing the same thing in the U.S. There's been reports of 400,000 Chinese crossing our borders this year. This is an invasion, people, and this is treason. And you look at the apprehension of Chinese nationals. Of course, I'm going to be a racist now because I mentioned Chinese, because these people don't know what racist means. But I don't care. So the invasions by Chinese on the borders from October 22nd to April 2022 to April 2023, they caught 10,000 of them. The year before, October 21 to September 22, there was only 22 that crossed the borders. And I saw a video the other day of just Chinese lined up for a long, long ways. And most of them spoke English. They've been trained well. And I saw mostly military-age men. Did you see that video, Maggie?
Yes, I did.
What the heck's going on? These states need to stand up and say, you know what? We're being invaded, and they need to call out the militias. I'm sure you could get that whole border lined with militia members who love our country and stop that right now.
We have Jonathan Alexander, who's literally down on the borders right now with a group of people trying to patrol. And what's bad is the Catholic Church and other organizations are leaving out food and water for these people in the desert, saying it's humanitarian. But we also believe the Catholic Church is helping bring them over and then hiding them, because the Catholic Church believes there will be that many more Roman Catholics to eventually put money in their coffers. And the Democrats believe there will be that many that will say, well, the Democrats helped us sneak over the border. The Democrats helped fly us around the country and plant us in out-of-the-way places. So we're going to vote Democrat. So this is all about the Catholic Church gaining their membership to make it larger, and about the Democrats trying to make sure that we never have any conservatives in any public office again.
Well, there are. And the thing is, you know, there's a reason why the first five letters in Democrat is demon. You cannot trust these people. They're not protecting our country. They're not protecting our rights. At some point, we as the people are going to have to get loud, proud, and howl. And it makes me sick to my stomach that these people are even in office. And the thing is, what's the legislature have? Like a 13% approval rating? And they keep electing the same people back to office. And I'm just getting – if I wanted to start a revolution, I would do this. I would just quit. I would get rid of the rule of law. I would make it so that life isn't fair at all, which it ain't anyways. And I would open up the borders, let them swarm in, and that's what they're doing. And, I guess to top it off, go ahead and destroy our kids' brains and sanity in schools and government schools. And, you know, it's funny. I remember when I went to school, I thought that you were going to school to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. But literally have heard a teacher say that that's secondary to equity and inclusiveness. This is disgusting. I mean, they've destroyed our military, and they're pushing for World War III, and they're pushing for a global revolution. And this is not my words. All you have to do is go read the Agenda 2030. Agenda 2021 and Agenda 30 on the website of the UN. It tells you everything they're going to do.
Exactly. And,
World Economic Forum.
What I'm wanting people to do is go look at the United Nations, Chris. Go look at the World Economic Forum. See what the WHO is doing. They're trying to push these passport. And you and I talked about it the other day, about how you and Tracy and I and JC feel about these vaccine passports. There's many things people need to be doing. Number one, stop marching on your Capitol. Stop going to Washington, D.C. Even 107 has said that what you need to do is you need to network within your own community, get to know your neighbors, find out who the other people that were military trained, find out who the people are that are medically trained, and start getting grassroots groups together for networking. Because if you also go at Fortitude Ranch, people can Google this, it's Fortitude Ranch. And the guy there, I've had him on my show before. Fortitude Ranch is, they have ranches in four or five different places around the country, including And it's Dr. Drew Miller, retired colonel of the U.S. Army. And he just sent out right now that the Fortitude Ranch threat condition is yellow. Elevated threat level is yellow. He says the Science News lists their top 10 collapse threats. New technologies mean new threats. We track 50 trigger events that could lead to a collapse at Fortitude Ranch, but a recent Science News article and the top threats included several we didn't even consider. An article by Tom Siegfried. That's Tom Siegfried, Siegfried, April 4, 2023. From aliens and asteroids to pandemics, war, and climate change, life as we know at risk. And, of course, we know the climate change is being created by the deep state and the new world order.
Well,
and the
everything globalists. You just mentioned is created by the government, everything.
Exactly.
And it's, so here, and it's a fantasy.
So here are the top 10 collapse threats. Number one, their climate change. Number two, nuclear war. Number three, pandemics or plandemics. Number four, social media. Number five, complexities and stability, or like an EMP that they'll deliberately set off. Number six, quantum computing. Number seven, artificial intelligence takeover. Number eight, bees all die due to crop pollination impact. Number nine, an asteroid impact. Or number 10, alien invasion. And they said, we don't consider climate change a collapse threat because it might take decades for these impacts to yield a major disaster. But we suspect other disasters will trigger a collapse long before then. Indeed, perhaps the best way to stop global warming is a horrible pandemic or another collapse event that halts economic activity again and kills most of mankind. Indeed, that is one of the great threats we do track. The risk that is environmentally motivated individual or group will deliberately release a virus to kill most of us and then so-called save the planet. And that again is Fortitude Ranch threat. And all you have to do is tell people, tell them there that Maggie Rose and Chris Brumble sent you to Fortitude Ranch. Look into it. There is a thing there where you can buy into a membership and or you can work at one of their ranches part-time or full-time to help pay your franchising. Chris, I have a question for you. I just picked up this newspaper, the Roseburg Beacon, Volume 16, Issue 26, dated June 28th, 2023 to July 4, the Roseburg Beacon in Roseburg, Oregon. On the front page, there was, will Joe Biden finally be impeached? And then the other article is Convention of States misreading the Constitution or misleading the people. So what do you think about those two articles?
Well, I think we need to let's talk about the Convention of States. Our founders warned us about having a Article 5 convention. And, of course, these people come in. By the way, this has been backed by Soros and Soros groups for over 50 years, and people don't know that. This is, if we go to, if we have an Article 5 convention, we are going to come out as a communist country. They've already got all kinds of constitutions made, and people say, oh, no, we're not going to change the Constitution. We've just got a couple constitutional amendments we want to make. Well, that's what they said when we got our Constitution, and that's what they, you know, we've had two constitutional conventions. Both of them came out with a new Constitution. We don't have any George Washington, or excuse me, we don't have any Thomas Jeffersons or Ben Franklins to send to a constitutional convention. I don't trust any of these clowns. You see how the Republican Party is selling this out and the Democrat Party. Well, once they get their convention, the CBO is already saying the legislature is going to decide what amendments they can listen to and who gets to go to this thing. Do we really want the government? And of course, these people will argue with you, say, no, that's not how it works. That's exactly how it's going to work. They're going to get these leftists in there and they're going to destroy our country. We can't allow this. We cannot allow it. I don't trust any of them. And a good place to go is Publius Holda blog and look up Constitutional Convention, and you'll hear Joanna Martin, her name, she goes by Publius Holda, and I consider her, even though I've never met her personally, I've had her on the radio a couple times. And there's another, Edwin Vieira Jr., who is, both of them are real constitutional attorneys or lawyers, and they go into detail with lots and lots of footnotes and records why we should not do this. These people are trying to say, they come out, they've already said that they're not, well, we're not going to mess with the Second Amendment, but they've already said that they're going to have they are going to amend the Second Amendment. And with common sense legislation, I don't think so. First of all, people need to realize that the Second Amendment, even if they wiped it off the Bill of Rights, it doesn't give us our rights. Our government just wrote it down so we would have something tangible to look at, because people, you know, when they live good, they forget their rights, you know, from time to time. So they put it down so we'd have something tangible to look at and remember our rights. But these people, they actually want to limit our rights. And, well, you heard the constitutional amendment that Gavin Newsom wanted to do, right? The 28th Amendment.
Yep.
He said he wanted to make it so that only military could own semi-automatic weapons. Of course, he calls them assault weapons.
Right.
But they're not an assault weapon unless you grab it by the barrel and hit somebody in the head with the butt. And then there was two other things he wanted to do. He wanted to limit, I can't remember what all, there was three things he wanted to do. And of course, he says common sense legislation that everybody wants. Nobody I know wants these. These clowns, it's just like Kate Brown used to come out and saying that Oregonians embrace transvestites and Oregonian does the. These people are lying through their teeth, and they are really pretty arrogant. They think that if they believe it, then that's what all Oregonians, or in this case, all Americans want. Let me just say something real quick here. In the 20th century alone, our governments have killed more people than all wars combined, and it is mostly in peacetime. And here, let me give you a few stats here.
And give me the names of those two lawyers again that say the Convention of States is not a good idea, and where can we go read what they've written?
Her name is Joanna Martin, and she goes by the name Publius Hulda. You just go to Publius Hulda blog, and the other one's Edwin Vieira Jr. He has he's got four doctorates, I believe, from Harvard, and they're both constitutional lawyers. And by the way, the reason I say real constitutional lawyers earlier is because people who call themselves constitutional attorneys are not constitutional attorneys. They've studied case law. And this is how Edwin Vieira Jr. told me. He said, all right, when you go to constitutional class, you know, go to be a constitutional lawyer, they don't even make you read the Constitution. What they do is make you read case law. And he said, the Constitution is neither right or wrong. It is what it is. It is what it says. But then you get, of course, case law is just a judicial opinion. So if a judge gets the wrong opinion, that's in the books. And then they go off of that precedent. And then the next time you get another judge gets it a little further wrong, and so on and so forth. And that's why you get so far away from the Constitution. Pretty soon it doesn't even resemble the Constitution. Now they tell you in courts you can't talk about the Constitution, but they're crazy. But listen to this. Feudal Russian state, 1,066,000 killed. Barbarous Mexican state, 1,417,000 killed. North Korean state, 1,663,000. And I've got a whole list. I'm not going to go on down the list, but it just goes on and on. Look at Nazi state, 20,946,000. Communist China, 35,236,000. And they couldn't have done this. Oh, how about the Soviet Gulag state? 61,911,000 people killed. And this is all after the government disarmed people. Why do you think they're going after our guns so hard? This is disgusting, and we cannot. I'm telling you right now, folks, if we let them have our. Let me back up a minute here. We are living at the end of the Roman Empire. We know what the Jews felt like waiting for the box. That's what it feels like right now. We are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, but we cannot fear any evil. And the reason why is because we have guns and we can never let them go. Because if we do, these Marxists that are trying to take over the world will murder us. They want to take everything you have and everything your children ever will have, and we can't allow this. But anyways, I didn't mean to go on a rant there.
That's okay.
We cannot have an Article 5 convention, and I've argued with these people that are pushing it, and they just get mad and stomp away because I do carry notes with me to pull out and show them, you know, statements by our founding fathers and so forth. and prove that every one of our founders was against it. So we don't have any James Madisons or Thomas Jeffersons to represent us. So that's just crazy.
Well, do you think at this point right now, being that what's going on with the 114 in Oregon, do you believe that there's a good chance that people would finally stand up and say no way, no how?
Well, a lot of people already have. Look at that. Where was it? There was a. Oh, the look at the pistol brace. Excuse me, this pistol brace brand. It's got a 2% compliance rate, they're saying. And remember back in France when the Nazis invaded and confiscated weapons, they put out turning your weapons under the threat of death, and I believe only about 20 or 30% turned in their guns because they were smart enough to know they're going to get murdered. So I will not obey any more gun laws. They already made me a felon, and I've told my sheriff, I've told others, I've gone on the court. Of the Capitol steps, and I said I will not obey any of these. They're illegal, they're unconstitutional, and we didn't elect kings, and they cannot take away my rights. They're antecedent to government by many thousands of years, and I will not obey them. They don't have the authority.
Chris, well, thank you so much, folks. We're coming to the end of the show now with Chris Brumbles and Maggie Rose. We will be back with you on Monday. Don't forget 28, 29, and 30 in Harney County of the Robert Lavoie Finnegan.
Is there a website, Maggie?
Yes, there is a website, and I will be getting it to everybody on Monday once they give it to me.
Okay.
And then, but I know that Holly Jo has that. I have to get it from her. So, and then on Monday, we're going to be talking with Sheila Holmes, author and patriot. She's going back and forth between the West Coast and the East Coast. And she and I will be probably talking about how 2/3 of Californians are considering leaving the state now with the new poll that just came out. 2/3 of Californians are considering leaving the state. And we'll also probably be talking about, will Joe Biden finally be impeached after the torrent of new incriminating information against Joe Biden continues, even as his lackeys at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Department of Justice continue to stonewall and protect him. The most incriminating new piece of evidence, which emerged just yesterday in the House Ways and Means Committee hearing.
You want to take any bets whether he gets where he has consequences? You want to take bets on that?
I don't think there's going to be consequences, but nope. Until the day comes that we have something big happen, the American people need to stand up and push back.
Well, if consequences for his son or anything like his, you know, it's going to be a slap on the wrist.
Thank you, Chris. Folks, God bless. Thank you. Have a good weekend. A safe 4th of July week. God bless you, Chris.
We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.